Communications listener line to talk to Larry. Larry, welcome to the show, and thanks for holding on. I had some business to get to there.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Robert. Just wanted to thank you for steering me on to the pistol, NRA certified basic pistol class. I took it this weekend with Darl and Skip Granberry, and it was really, really informative, very pleasant, and you're absolutely right. They are definitely not the type that they're not would-be Clint Eastwoods.
Yeah, you know, I got an email. Thank you, Larry. I got an email from somebody else that said that it was who had already has a CHL and has been to several of these, and he said it was so nice that they were actually talking about the reasons for things instead of just drilling you for the test you've got to take to pass the test. And I thought, now you took the NRA basic pistol course. Now you also came to the introductory course, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
And that's a little 2-hour job, folks. It's only $25. We've got one upcoming for ladies only, and then another one for both men and women in November. Tell me, was that worthwhile to you, and why?
Yes. Well, just like the advertisement says, if you've never picked up a gun or haven't picked one up in a long time, they talk to you about various safety methods and whether or not you might be interested in learning how to, you know, operate a gun.
Did they talk to you a little bit about the responsibilities and what it might mean to have to use a firearm?
Yeah, they did, Robert, and the emphasis that they made on being aware of your environment with or without a firearm, just being aware. So if you're sufficiently aware, presumably you'll never have to use a firearm, but if you do, you'll know how to use it and when to use it.
I think Dr. Granberry, Darla Granberry, one of our main CHL instructor, and husband Skip, both in our NRA certified instructors, made a great joke that I've heard before, and I've actually lived it. It's the truth. It's kind of hard when you go out to lunch with a bunch of concealed carry holders because everybody wants their back to the wall. and that comes from that being aware of your environment, refusing to be a victim.
Right. Yeah, just really being alert rather than just kind of drifting along and waiting for things to happen.
Now, I came by the class on Saturday when y'all had been there all day doing training, and it was almost all day because I came by after the tech debacle. And you guys, instead of being worn out and tired, everybody was excited and had really good things to say, and y'all were headed to the range. How was the hands-on instruction work?
It was super. We were there from, about 4 till sundown, and Skip was so, they're both very good. Skip was so good at correcting errors and showing you things to do to make your shooting better. I'd never really shot a pistol.
No, a lot of us said, a lot of people haven't.
Oh, no, and it's very different from rifle, of course, and he knew so much, and he also knew how to teach it, and he knew how to teach it to the individual to focus on what you needed to do differently to do better. It wasn't just some sort of generic comment. It was very, very personal.
Would you recommend this to other folks who have kind of been thinking about it but never got around to doing it, or what are your thoughts?
Oh, I would highly recommend it. At the end, we came back, the one I did, we came back Sunday for a couple hours, and after it was over, people still stayed. I mean, there's so much to learn, and the people who are teaching it really, really know, as opposed to people who kind of think they know. So it was incredibly important, and right now, I can completely, for cleaning purposes, take apart a Glock in, I don't know, 15 or 20 seconds.
A month ago, you wouldn't have known how to even do it, and now you can take a gun apart, put it back together, and get it done right so you can defend your life and those of your loved ones.
That's exactly right. I even cleaned Darla's and Skip's guns for them.
Well, that's pretty good. Larry, you're good. I may have to have you over to the house. I've got several that need a good cleaning. Larry, thanks for the call. Thank you so much for your testimony there. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
He's talking about Pratt on Texas concealed carry and basic pistol training. Visit PrattOnTexas.com to learn more. We'll be back.
We're talking Texas on 790 KFYO. More.